Sundalid on the Aleph at the bottom. We said that Rav Mori Baruchel, Rava, the brother or father of Mori Baruchel, said the following. Mashmi Lalahot Chayisa Mishmed Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Yochanan, he said, Liftur, that you're not Chayiv Malkus or Misha or Chachas for Mechamer. For leading an animal that's carrying on Shabbos, even though it's Osir, but you don't get Malkus for it, you don't get any Onish. It's just a Yilav. Amr Reb Yochanan, Mechamer Acher Behemta V'Shabbos Potter Miklum. B'Shogeg Lo Mechayev Chatas, the Hupshe Kol HaTorah Kul Lavo Lezor. Right? If you do it B'Shogeg, you're not Chayev Chatas, because in order to be Chayev Chatas, you have to do a Maisa with your own body. If you're not doing a Maisa with your own body, the animal's doing the Maisa. B'Nezid Nomi Lo Mechayev, you're not Chayev Skil if you do B'Nezid. Disna, HaMechalos HaShabbos, the Dover Shechayov, and HaShigosu Chatas, V'Alzdono Skil. If you're Mechalos Shabbos, it's something that if you would do it B'Shogeg, you'd be Chayev Chatas. If you do it b'mezid, you're chayiv skila. Ho ein chayov en al shigvaso chatas, ein chayov en al zono skila. They go together. If you're not chayiv chatas, if you do it b'shogeg, you're not chayiv b'mezid. If you do it, you're not chayiv skila if you do it b'mezid. The lav no milo mechayiv, you're not chayiv a real lav that you get malchus for. To have a lav shenit and lazorus mrs. based. Because this lav includes something that's chayiv mrs. based. Most of the things this lav includes is not to tell you you get malchus, but to tell you that you'll get an onish. Because without a lav, you don't get an onish. So you can't say this lav came to tell me you get malchus, because it comes to tell me you get the onish of skil if you do it b'mezid, in most cases. And therefore, even if it applies to cases where there is no skila, there is no malchus too. Any lav that includes things that are mises based in, you don't get malchus for that lav, even in a case where you won't get mises based in. Lamandi Omer Lokin, even according to the one who holds that you do get a lav, you don't get malchus for a lav shenit and lazorus mises based in. In those cases where you're not going to get mises based in, you get malchus. Lo sasa lichtov rachmonov osasa komalacho behemtecha. Atol omeli, here it's different. Here the Torah specifically told you that you won't get malchus for this lav. Why? Because if it meant you to get a lav, it should say lo sasa komalacho uvehemtecha. You shouldn't do any malacha, nor should you not do malacha through your animal. And then it would be a real bona fide lav that applies to where the animal is doing the work, and you're, what's it called, leading it along, or you're making it do the work. Ata lomali, why does it say, lo sasa ka malacha ata uvehemtecha? Hu nihu de mechayim, behemtelo mechayim. Tell me that only you, lo sasa ka malacha ata, that's the real lav. Well, the hemtecha is just an extra sniff, but the lav doesn't go directly on that. That's an extra added thing, but it's only an isser, it's not a lav. Therefore, you don't get malchus, Rashi. Vafila mandyom de loka meseches makas. Meseches makas and machlokas, whether you get malchus for lav, anita, mazoris, mises, deizid, or not. Hocha filu lav leka. Here, there's no real lav. Yila zurei amalocha shal yodo, val yedei behemto, also, if this lav, this losase, came to tell me that you have a bona fide lav for what's it called, for doing malacha through your animal, kigol mechamer, lichto losasa ko malacha uvehemtecha. Don't do any malacha, and your animal also, don't do malacha through it. My ata, why does it say ata, you? Mashma ata levadecha, it's mashma, only you are chayiv lav if you do malacha. Uvehemtecha levada, and the behema is a separate thing. Behemto v'malocha nasus al yedi behemto lo mechayiv lav gomer lukos olav. Comes to tell me that malocha that's done through the animal, right? That's malocha that you don't get malchus for. Okay. Omar Rav Huna hoisa behemto tuhuna kli schuchis. If your animal was carrying glassware, maybe karmuksosos u'meniach tachteho u'matur hachavolim v'hasakim melto. Okay, so what you do is you put mattresses underneath the animal and you undo the straps and the glassware falls by itself. So it's obvious that you're not allowed to touch the glassware or move it. You can only undo the straps and let it fall by itself onto the mattresses so it won't break. So the glassware is not mukta, and it says in the Mishnah that when you get to the outer courtyard, you take off the kalim that you're allowed to move on Shabbos. So why over here do you have to let them drop? Take them. They're not mukta. Where it says, Ki kom Rav Huna v'karni du'umna d'lo chazile. When Rav Huna said this, it was talking about glasses that are used for bloodletting, which are totally mias. And it's mukta machmas mias. And therefore, what's it called? Everybody holds this as mukta. And it's mukta machmas gufo. You can't even move it l'tzorech gufo makoma. So therefore, you have no other choice but to undo the straps and let it fall to the ground. But if you don't put mattresses under there, it's going to get destroyed. They'll break. So you put mattresses underneath. Right? Lamaisa, you are making a kli, the mattresses, now immovable. That's called mevatel kli mehechano. Now by making the mattresses mukta, as long as these mukta kalim are on it, you can't move them. So the chara, what's it called? That's aser. And Rashi says two reasons why it's aser. One place Rashi says because it's like sosa. It's like destroying the keli because you can't use it now. That's called destruction. Another place Rashi says that it's like bone. It's like you are mechaber it to the ground. Now you can't move it, so it becomes like mechuber lakarka, and therefore it's what's it called? It's like bone. It's like building. Okay. Then Yeshua explains that where Rashi says that it's like building is in a case like with your candle, you have the oil that drips from the candle into a kli. That's mevatel kli meichana, where Rashi says like building. Because that kind of kli, it could be, it'll be mevatel and just leave it there. That's like binyan. But mattresses, you're not going to be mevatel and leave on the ground forever. So it's not like binyan, it's more like sosa. Right?
What's being sosa in that case?
What? You won't be able to use the kli anymore. You're destroying the use of the kli. That's it. It's like sosa. Just like sosa is physically destroying the kli, here you're destroying the use of the kli. Okay, Rashi. You can't take them by hand and put them on the ground. You have to let them fall. Glassware is not mukta. Why do you just have to undo the straps? Take them with your hand. The umni, somewhere it says, no, it's talking about kalim make his dam, shein ruyim b'shabbos l'klum. You can't obviously bloodlet on Shabbos, so these kalim are mukta. And they're also miyad, l'fishim m'usimhen. They're also miyas. And mukta machmas miyas, everybody holds it. Somewhere it says, v'ham mevatel kli kar muksasos, kishin meinicham tachas dover shein nikol, mevatel mehichana. Right? You're mevatel the kli from usage. When you put something mukta on it, you can't move those mattresses. The shuvlo yiklem mishon the domi lesoser. It's like soser, because you're destroying the usage of the kli. Samara says that what's it called? Okay, so the ma'isa. So how can you let it fall on the mattresses? Samara says b'shlifei zutri. It's talking about Rashi says masuos ktanim sheshomei takar mitachteim the nofla malakara sheni v'chein ad shemagiyin la'aretz. What's it called? It's talking where they are small kalim. Small loads. So those you can tip off the mattress, and again, that's mutter, and you can put them on another mattress, and then another mattress, till you finally get them down to the ground. And therefore, since they're not going to be left on the mattress for the whole Shabbos, this is the way Balamor learns, so that's not called Mevatel Kli Lehechano. Mevatel Kli Lehechano is not just temporary. It's where it's permanent, for the whole Shabbos. Then it's considered like boner, like sosa. I was thinking that, what's it called? So it only is aser if it's for the whole Shabbos. That's how the Balamor learns. Others learn, the Ramban, the Rashba, that even if you're mevatel it for part of the Shabbos, still mevatel kli meichana. But if it's only for part of the Shabbos, then if it's for makom hetzid, if it's going to cause a loss, then it's mutter. But without a loss, it's even aser temporarily, even for part of the Shabbos. Thinking if Rashi holds like that, that it's aser even for part of the Shabbos, unless there's a loss, and if there's a loss, even for the whole Shabbos, it's aser even if there is a loss. So what's it called? Then maybe that's the difference. If it's only for part of the Shabbos, it's not binyan, because binyan has to be something that's not aroi, not temporary. And here you're only building a temporary building because you plan to take it off after a certain amount of time on Shabbos itself. But Sosur could be. If you destroy a building with the intention of rebuilding it, even if it's temporary, Sosur. So Sosur it is, even if it's only temporary. But if it's for the whole Shabbos, then it could be like Binyan. That could be the difference in Rashi. Okay. So Mora says, Meshvei, so it comes out that it's not Mevatel Kli Meicha, and it's not a Bosis L'Davar Ha'Aser. Right? L'Chora, the mattresses should become a Bosis L'Davar Ha'Aser. Tosus, we said, learned that a Bosis is for sure only if you had intention to put it there for the whole Shabbos, and also only if you did it before Shabbos. But if it became Muktzah on Shabbos, ain't Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos. Since when Shabbos came in, it wasn't a Bosis, so as soon as the Muktzah things are taken off, it's not a Bosis L'Davar Ha'Aser. So it's not Mevatel Kli Meicha, no. Because either it's only temporary, or because if it's only temporary, the hefset is mutter. So now the Gemara says, "Meisvei hoyso behem totuna tevel v'ashoshios matiris achavolim v'hasakim notin." The apple pisha mishtabri. The chora, we have a brisa that says that if your animal is carrying tevel, right, grain that was not yet taken trumas and maisers from it, so there's nothing you can do with it. A Kohen can't eat it, a regular Jew can't eat it, it's mutz. Or a shoshios, glass, so you undo the straps, and they fall down to the ground. The apophysia mishtav, even though they break. Mashma, that even though there's going to be a loss, you're not allowed to do what we said, to put mattresses or whatever. Right? Mar says, hasam bekulsa. Here it's talking about panes of glass, not kalim. Dekanami ditani dumya de tevel, because it's compared to tevel. Mal tevel de lochazile, afachanami lochazile. Just like a tevel is not fit for anything, also over here it's not fit for anything. So the Gemara says, of my apopisha mishtabrim, what difference does it make if they break? Right? If they're panes of glass, right, pieces of glass that they used to use to, what's it called, to make windows, then what difference does it make if it breaks? You should have more pieces of glass. What they used to do is make a mosaic of these pieces, and that's how they made windows. They fitted into the thing. They didn't cut it like we have panes of window. So what difference does it make if it's broken? Well, anyway, you're using broken pieces of glass for this. Mara says, Kachi nami lo chazi, lay my apple piece of mishtar. So what does it mean even though they break? Ma the same, la hefzid mu'et nami chashashu. Here's a small hefzid. Kamash malon. Right? Why is there a small hefzid? Because there's always little splinters that break off, so the glass gets diminished a little bit, but it's no big deal. Right? The big pieces are still usable. So I might think that they were choshesh for what's it called, even for a hefset mu'at, not where the whole kli is going to break and you're losing the value of the kli, but even these little splinters, kamash v'lan, for a little hefset, they weren't choshesh. Okay? For a little hefset, right, they weren't choshesh, and therefore, if it breaks, it breaks. So you can't use this eitzah for where there's only a small hetzah. Okay. Arashi. Ashoshios shoshuchis, mishash belaz. Apopisha ashoshios mishtabrim, alma osoba niachar mishosu tachtem. Even though it's going to be a loss, they're going to break. You're still not allowed to put, mattresses underneath. L'charet pashet, because it's going to be mevatel kli mehechon. So Mara says, "Bekul shachatichos rechavos shoschuchis she'enam kelim." We're talking about window panes. The osin mehem chalons. They make windows out of these sheets of glass. The kiven the lekab say the b'shiras. So there's no loss if they break. The sofen lehechot if a chatichos kanes, because anyway they're going to break them into small pieces in order to fit them into the window, the opening. Lo shor lo havikarm lo haniach tachtem. They weren't not matter to bring mattresses and put it underneath. Tevel lo chazi like the muktzu. Bafil lo kohanim lo chazi. Tevel's not fit for anybody. Not a kohen, not a yisrael. My apopisha mishtarim holek of seder. What does it mean? Even though they'll break. Right? Well, so what if they break? There's no loss at all. Mal the same. Well, hefset mu'at nami chashashu. The yavikarim, you're allowed to. I might think that even for a small loss, the rabbanim said that you could use the mattresses. The aniach tachteim. The vadi efsher below hefset mu'at. There's some loss, even if the window panes break, even though you can still use the big pieces, shenitzotzos nitzim b'shvirasim, the slivers of glass that break off that are unusable now. So the glass becomes somewhat diminished, but very, very negligible. Shainam Ruim Laklu. Still, that what's it called? That is Taka Asa. Okay, the second. Okay. Let's go on now. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Paisa behemto to una shlif shel tvua. Right? If the animal was carrying a load of grain, so meniach rosho tachteha, umesalko letzad acher, vehu notel le'eva. So you put your head underneath the load, tick it up, and pull it over the head of the animal so it falls off the animal. Okay? Vehu notel le'eva. Rashi. Shlif, mosu shel tvua shel tevel. It's talking where the tvua is mukta. It's tevel. Otherwise, open it up and take it off. So talking where the what it's carrying has not yet been taken from us and maestras. It's not fit for anybody, and therefore it's mukta. So what do? Rashi says that you put your head underneath it, and you take it off like that. So here, if you remember, we once mentioned the machlokas between the Mishnah Brura and Chazon Ish, whether muktza, moving muktza with your body, right, kicking it, or whatever, is mutter or not. That's called tutl menatzad. The Mishnah Brura holds that's called tutl menatzad. Moving muktza with anything else but your hand is mutter. And the Chazon Ish holds no. It's only lying down with your body where you're lying on it or whatever and indirectly moving it, that's called tutl menatzad. But moving with any other part of your body is like moving it with your hand. So here it's mashma that it's only, we'll see, only because it's tsar bali chayim, only because the animal's going to suffer if you leave the load on it, that you're allowed to put your head underneath and move it with your head. But if it wouldn't be for tsar bali chayim, you wouldn't be allowed to move it. So it seems to be a riot to the Chazon Ish that even moving muktza with your head, if it wouldn't be because of tsar bali chayim, would be awesome. See you in 1 second, tsar bali chayim. Chamorosh Rav Gamliel hoisa te'una dvash v'lorosa lefork ad Moshe Shabbos. Rav Gamliel's donkey was carrying honey and he didn't want to take it off the animal on Shabbos. So he waited till Moshe Shabbos. The Moshe Shabbos mesa, the animal died from the exertion of having this load on it the whole Shabbos. V'anan t'na notul kelo manifalon l'maisa, why didn't Rav Gamliel want to take it off? Honey's not muktzah. So what was the purpose of not taking the load off? You're allowed to take it off normally. Or it says kishehidvish, talking where the honey turned sour, so it wasn't usable. Or it says lahidvish l'maychazi. So what's the purpose of the dvash? Why couldn't you just take it off and destroy it? It's not fit for anything anyway. What was the purpose of wanting to save it and not take it off the animal on Shabbos in a way that would protect it? Just destroy it. Right? Let it just fall to the ground and get destroyed. Or it says, no, chazi l'ksisa d'gamli. It's good for medicine for an animal, to rub on a wound that the animal has. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So it's muktza, but it's usable. So he left it on the animal till Motzi Shabbos, and the animal died.
I always heard that honey's the only thing that doesn't go off.
Well, obviously it does. Or it says, hidvish means it got destroyed. It got sour. Rashi, v'hanan t'nan, u'dvash nidl v'shabas, v'amei l'rotsa l'parka, kishihidish, hichmitz, it turned sour. L'mai chazi, amai aisi Rav Gamliel, so why did what was Rav Gamliel bringing this altogether, this honey? So Mara says, l'ksisa de gamli, it can be used as a medicine, as an ointment for wounds on an animal, on a camel, a kosishu gamali. So the mice is mukts on Shabbos because you can't put ointment on an animal on Shabbos. The Gemara says the yater chavol in the yiplu, right? Why didn't he put? Why didn't he open up the straps and let it fall to the ground? Right? That was mutter. The Gemara says sakin mitzru ziki, right? Rashi. The asra chaval nitla sakim, the hakik tamas nisim, the zavah shemal nitla, if it's something that's mukta, so you don't take it by hand, you open the straps and it falls down by itself. Umishani, mitzru zike, difkoyim hano, those hano, but if it's lost from ours. No, the kalim would have broken, and the dvash would have been lost. And he wouldn't have been able then to use it for anything after Shabbos. So he waited till after Shabbos to take it off where he wouldn't destroy the kelim and ruin the dvash. Tomorrow says, V'yavi karmuk sasos, v'yaniach tachtehem. Let him take the, what's it called, mattresses and put it underneath so that it wouldn't break. Tomorrow says, matanfi. No, but the dvash would have seeped out and gotten all over the mattresses, and that you wouldn't take off, what's it called, in the middle of Shabbos. It would be there for the whole Shabbos, and that would be awesome, right? And then you mavatul kli meichano, because that would be staying on for the whole Shabbos. You wouldn't be able to move the mattresses because this muktza was on it. So Mora says, v'yikatzar balichayim, l'maisit tzar balichayim, right? And we think now that that's min ha-Torah. So therefore, in order to avoid tzar balichayim, you should be able to be over on the mavatul kli meichano, which is only derabbanan, to avoid the tzar balichayim of the animal, right, tormenting this animal, which is min ha-Torah, asur min ha-Torah. Hisover tzar balechayim d'rabbanan, because he held that, Rabbi Gamliel held that tzar balechayim is only d'rabbanan. And therefore, to be matur, mevakel kli meichana, which is d'rabbanan, is not mutter, just to not be over tzar balechayim, which is d'rabbanan. So therefore, he didn't take this, what's it called, honey, that was putrid, off the animals, because it was muktzah. He couldn't open up the straps because it all would have poured out and it would have, what's it called, been destroyed completely. And he couldn't put mattresses underneath because some of it would have poured out and it would have made the mattresses muktza for the whole Shabbos. Mitanfi, bidover hanishbach aleihem, some of the honey would have poured on the mattresses, the kamavachu kli meichano, and that you were going to leave there for the whole Shabbos. And that's mevatel kli meichano. The shuv ain't ruyin lebo b'yom klum. They wouldn't be allowed to be used, but they wouldn't be allowed to be moved the whole Shabbos. Nor says v'yikatzar balechayim v'leisei deoraisa v'lidchei derabbanan. Let the iser deoraisa of tzar balechayim push away the iser derabbanan of mevatel kli meichano. You have a choice now. Leave the things on the animal and cause it pain, or take them off and be over an iser derabbanan of mevatel kli meichano. Leaving it on the animal is worse because tzar balechayim. Gemara says the lidchei derabbanan bitul kli meichano kesav Rav Gamliel tzar balechayim derabbanan uplug shehi beil metzias machlokas in bav metzia whether tzar balechayim is deoraisa or derabbanan. In any case, what's it called? We had already that the what's it called, the machlokus, whether mevatel kli meichano is only where it's for the whole Shabbos, the Balamor, or like the Rambam, the Rash, but it's also even for part of Shabbos, and they were matur mevatel kli meichano for part of the Shabbos for a hefset, but not what's it called, the whole Shabbos for a hefset, but if it would be tzar balichayim would have been in our Torah, then they would be matur it even for the whole Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down this machlokus. Right, and he says that what's it called, the hefsid maruba, if mevatel kli meichano for the whole Shabbos is mutter behefsid maruba or not, and he says it's more nota lahachmer like those who hold that if it's for the whole Shabbos it'll be usher even behefsid maruba. It's mashma that if it's going to be there for the whole Shabbos, only tzar balechayim deoraisa would be matarit, but even a hefsid wouldn't be matarit, right? And the Balamor holds that mevatel kli meichano for the whole Shabbos is mutter even behetzid meruba, and for part of the Shabbos is mutter bechlal, even without any hetz. Okay. Abaya ashkechei leil rabba dekom shavshif leil brei agava dechamra. Okay. Abaya found Rabba playing with his child. And what's it called? Sliding him off the sides of an animal. He was giving him horsey rides, but not on the horse. He was sliding him like a sliding pan off the sides of the animal of the donkey. Agava dechamba. Omer leko mishtamish mar balechayim. You're not allowed to make use of balechayim, right? To be mishtamish with balechayim. And what that means is what's it called is shaila, machlokes the Rambam and others. What that means? Some the Rambam holds that even to put something on an animal where the animal is carrying it. You're not making use of the animal. You're just letting the animal carry something. Putting something onto the animal carry is also called mishtamish, the bali chai. And others hold no. Just carrying it is not awesome. Right? That's not called mishtamish. You're not using the animal. It's only an indirect kind of thing. Using the animal means where you mamish, what's it called? Like here, you put the kid on and sliding off. You're putting your weight on the animal. Not moving the animal, but you're putting your weight or something on the animal, not just placing it down, right? So post facto, you've made use of the animal. You're using the animal in an active way, okay? You're talking about it's not in a Rishus HaRabim. It's in your yard. Rishus HaYoch. It's not carrying it. It's not it's a Malach. And same thing with a tree. Putting something on a tree, right, is Aser, right? But not where an animal that's alive, I think that's a difference, because that's for sure Aser. To hang your coat on a tree or whatever, that's called Mishtamish, the Mechuber. Bali Chaim and Mechuber, the same halacha. That's clear, you can't hang your coat on a tree. But the tree is not alive, so that's called Mishtamish with the tree. But since the animal's alive, just putting it down on the animal, you're not mishtamish with the animal. But here you're mishtamish with the tree. So it's a very interesting Igle Tal, who's masber the machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam holds, like we said, that just putting it on the animal is osur, even if just carry it, that's called mishtamish. He says like this, he explains this case like this. So machlokas, whether you're allowed to make a cotton do something that's only in Issa Rabbani. You're not allowed to make a cotton, give a cotton something that he'll do an Issa D'oraisa, that everybody holds. But to let a cotton do something, it's an Issa D'rabbanan and it's a machlokas. The Rambam holds it, it's Aser, and the Rashba holds it, it's Mutter. Therefore, what was the problem over here with Rabba that he was letting his kid slide off the animal? Was it the problem that Rabba was, making use of the animal by using his kid, right, and making the kid slide off the animal? It was Rava's problem. Or the problem was that the kid, he was making the kid use the animal. So the Rashba holds that in Issa D'Rabbanan, you are allowed to give to a kid. Therefore, it wasn't the kid that was the problem here, it was the father. And all the father was doing was putting the kid on the animal. So you see that even putting something on an animal where you're not actually making use of the animal in an active way, you're just plopping something down, is awesome. But the Rashba holds that you are allowed to let the kid do something that's awesome. So the problem wasn't the kid. The problem was the father. So what was the father doing? Plopping the kid down. You see that what's it called? That it's awesome even to plop something down. Okay. No, just the opposite. So Amarle Tzdodim Hay. No, you're only not allowed to use the actual top of the animal, but the sides of the animal, Tzdodim Lo Gozri Burabonin. That's not the normal place to make use of the animal, and therefore it's mutter. Tzdodim, they didn't asser. Minotei, where do I know this from? That they didn't asser the sides of the animal, only the top of the animal. Right? Is it not talking where the saddlebags are connected in such a way that it's impossible to take them off without putting pressure on the sides of the animal? And still, since you have to put pressure on the sides of the animal to get them off, you're mishtamish the balichai. You're using, right, the balchai. Right, to put pressure on it to get your saddlebags off. So Mara says, you see that what's it called, that the sides are not awesome. Mara says, no. The chavar gavalki, it's those kinds of saddlebags that are connected where you don't have to put any pressure on the animal to get them off. They easily come off just by undoing the ring. We'll see in a second, Rashi, what it means. Lo, the chever aglavki, the lo havitzod. Another way, two different ways that the saddlebags can be connected, and you don't have to put any pressure on the side of the animal. You just have to lift them, lift up the hook, and it falls by itself. To Rashi. The meshavshik lebrei agava dechamra b'shabbos l'ashesherte. He's playing with his kid. Right, on Shabbos, and letting him slide off the side of an animal. You're not allowed to ride on an animal or make use of the animal in any way. Okay, where you're physically making use of the animal, according to the Rashba, according to the Rambam, where even physically not, you're using the animal for something, even to carry something for you. Stodim, Sheino Markivo Alav, you don't use the animal on the top of the animal. Ela mishafshifo al tzidei gabo, only on the sides of the animal. This is not the normal way of use. Rabbanan lo gozerbo, since it's not normal, the Rabbanan didn't include that in their gzera. My lab the chover gavalki, the habibut stodim, gavalki, chever gavalki, shtai mechuboros yachad, viritsuosu markivin. Al hachamor, zumikan the zumikan, vitzorach lesalkon yachad, hurikare veitzol hachamor, Meshachshif Atzmo, the Nishan Gufo, the Tzidei Hamor. Talk where the saddlebags are connected to each other. And the only way to get them off the animal is to put pressure to lean on the sides of the animal and to get them off. If you don't lean on the sides of the animal, you won't be able to get these saddlebags off. So therefore, you're making use of the animal to lean on its sides of it to get off the saddlebags. And you see that what's it called? That's mutter. Shemar says, no. The Chevra Galvki. The saddlebags themselves are not connected to each other. So you don't need to lean on the animal to get them off. They're not tied together. There's a ring with a nail or a peg in it. And each side is separately connected to the ring. All you have to do is take out the peg, and they fall off. So there, you don't have to lean on the animal at all. Inami belichter kein shosum ledar dur yai sheish bem tabol shel chevel lechol echad v'echad u'machnis tabas v'tabas v'notul eitz kof of cotton u'machniso b'fnimi v'shuv eino yotzei michadero k'shepol esalko moshe cho eitz eilo v'heim v'nakin zemi zevenofim. Or another way, that there's two rings, and the rings are connected in the middle with some kind of piece of wood, right, or a hook. When you take off that piece of wood, both of them fall off. So you don't have to lean on the animal at all. Okay, so we have no proof that being mishtamish bitzdodim is mutter, that the Rabbana didn't aser making use of the sides of an animal, which is what Rabbah said. We have no proof, from our mission at least, that that's okay. Because our mission can be talking where you're not making any use, you're not leaning on the animal at all. So Morris says, Aisling. Now we're going to ask a question, but Lechora, that making use of the side of the animal, the same thing like we said, making use of the side of a tree, is us. Aisling. Shtayim bidei olam, the achas bi'ilan, shev. Ve'ein olam lo biyantif. If you have two walls of the sukkah, that are built normal walls, and one you use a tree, so the sukkah itself, right, is in order to be kosher, needs the tree, needs that third wall. Okay, so you want to make that wall a strong wall. So if the sukkah is kosher, they ain't olim, but you can't go up into that sukkah on yantif for one of two reasons. Either because the schach is supported, one way that Rashi learns, the schach is supported by the tree, by that third wall, which is the tree, and people used to put things on top of the schach to leave them there for a while or whatever. So you mishtamish be'ila. Even though you're putting it on the schach, that's called stodim. It's not directly on the tree, but it's indirectly on the tree. And l'chor you mishtamish with the schach. Either it means that you put pressure down to put those things up, or like the Rashba, even if it's just carrying it. Or I was thinking, like I said, that by a tree is different than an animal. Since the tree is stationary, just putting things on top of it is mishtamish. The animal is alive, putting just things on top of it, and the animal carries, is not called mishtamish. The animal's doing the carrying. But over here, you can't say the tree is doing the carrying, the tree is inanimate. In any case, so you see that it's aser to go into that sukkah on Shabbos. Another pshat is that the floor of the sukkah is supported by the tree. Okay, the sukkah is built on a, there's a tree on one side, and two sides are ground. You build two walls, and the third wall is the tree. And what's it called? And that supports the floor of the sukkah. So you can't go into that on Shabbos, like a tree house, because you're not allowed to, and then your weight is being supported by the tree. Right? My lav dechok be the ilan, the havilut shladim, isn't that talking where the tree itself is one wall? Right? What did you do? You supported the wall with the tree. So the wall is indirectly support, is directly supporting the tree is directly supporting the wall, and the schach is already tzadim, it's indirect. And still, it's awesome. You're not directly going on the tree, you're indirectly going on the tree. The wall is supported by the tree, either up or down, and the, what's it called, and you're making use of the schach, which is supported indirectly by the tree. Tzadim, you see that using even indirectly, not the direct tree, but even indirectly from the tree is aser. Where it says, lo, dekafi le'ilan, it's not talking where you made a wall that's supported by the tree, and now you're making use of that wall, which is indirect of the tree. You made the tree the wall. The tree itself is the wall. So when you're not doing something indirect, you're directly, what's it called, using the tree. By using that wall, you're using the tree directly. The komishamish, the ilan. Then you're directly using the tree. That's why it's awesome. But in achanami, indirect use from the tree would be mut. Where it says, ihachi ema seifa, shalosh bidei adam, va'achas be'ilan kshera, va'olim lo bi'anta. If you have three walls that were made independent of the tree, and only the fourth wall, a wall you don't really need, right, you put up, and that's the one that is supported by the tree, you're allowed to go into that treehouse sukkah on what's it called, on Shabbos v'yanta. Ide kaf yile ilan amai olim lo bi'anta. If it's talking where you made the tree, the wall, then why are you allowed to go in on the, even if the fourth wall is part of the tree? You're still mishtamish directly with the tree. The elamite tzadim asurim, so my only, what does that help? If you hold that tzadim is asur, then you still shouldn't be allowed to go in the tree. What's the difference if it's three or four? Now, you're asking me a question that it's sedates, that tzadim is asur. And what's it called? So what's the heter over here? Ela hasam the gavosa parasacha, the ilan gufe dofen bi almahu the shavya, right? It's talking where what's it, Rashi? Stein bi the yon vachas bi ilan. Kabe sukkah tnan shikshera the gimel defanos. A sukkah is kosher even if it only has three walls. Vim asa stein kil chasan vashlishi asan bi ilan shev. If you made two that are made by human beings, and the third one is either supported by the tree or makes use of the tree as a wall, right? Sharon, the funnest lo ichbas lani mechuboros him. We don't care if the walls are mechubor lakarka, only the schach. Lo adin and kula mikbos bilan. Even all the walls were made with a tree. You had four trees, right? And they formed the walls, also okay. The hadin nakat shtayim bidei adam revus hashmina. That it said two of them are not connected to the ground. It's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Dafilu hachi in olumla. Even if it's only two of the walls are, what's it called? Even if two of the walls are regular walls, and only one of them is the tree, still usher to go into them on Shabbos. But in a chinami, even if all of them would be made with the tree, it's still a kosher sukkah. Just for sure, then you can't go over on Shabbos because you're making use of the tree. Right? Because you have a tree house sukkah. Would be usher. But even if it's not a treehouse sukkah, only one wall is supported by the tree, it's still awesome. The lishim bosa sukkah biyantav neisha sachsechecha kosher bedof neho, the nishin aleho. And you're supporting yourself, v'hu mishtamish, tal schacha. Here Rashi says the pshat, that you make use of the schach, which is supported by the tree, v'noshen kelev, where you put your, what's it called, kelim on the schach temporarily. When you come into the sukkah, you put things on the roof until you can take them off. V'nimtza mishtamish bilan, you're using the tree, because the tree is a wall. Kol knisa the sukkah nokit loshen aliyah, there's olin, you go up into the sukkah. Why is it? Maybe you go straight into the sukkah, or down into the sukkah, why up? Most people built their sukkahs on their roof. Because since they normally have the sukkah on the roof, the normal way of entering the sukkah was to go up. So whenever it speaks about going into the sukkah, it calls about going up into the sukkah. But lav davka, that it's higher. That's just a way of talking, that the normal way is to go up into the sukkah. My love, the chok they be ilan, but also be konim shal defanos, be vinikovim, shenok of harbi, be gufo shal ilan, the sikhim shuv al osin defanos, and be komakom ein kan tash mishal of it si de hoilan. Isn't it talking, well, you made a wall by putting pegs in the branches of the tree, like two big branches on both sides, and you supported the wall with the tree. So now, if you're mishtamish with the schach that's on the wall, you're not mishtamish with the tree directly, but indirectly. That's called stodim. That's the side of the tree. And still it's awesome. So Mara says, the kafila ila. No, it's not talking where you supported a wall with the tree. It's talking where you made the wall the tree. The tree is the wall. The kafila ila la nofa wa yonim hitol etzad ila nachir. The chain shel zeh vzeh le koshron. Elu and elu mehem nasad ofen. You tied the branches together, so they formed the solid wall. And then if you put things directly on the tree, right, as the wall, one wall, you're mishtamish with the tree directly, not indirectly. And that's like being mishtamish with the animal on top of the animal, not on the sides. So Mora says, Amai olin labiyantif, harei haschach nishen olav mishtamish both. That's what it's talking about. Then why is it okay if three walls are, what's it called, the sukkah, and the fourth wall only is the tree? Why is that mutter? Elamait stodim asurim sof sof amai olin labiyantif. Elo hasam begavza parsachno, she ilan gufe dofen be almashagi. Gavza parsachno, ilan shanofim harbe yotzim mitzdodim, umispashtim lakan ulakan, vishavinu dofen be alma the sukkah. But lo somach haschach alehim. There you didn't put the schach on the wall. You just made it a wall for tznias. You have three walls. And the schach is supported by the three walls that are not in the tree. The fourth wall, which is the tree, is just there for tznias. So the schach is not even supported on that wall. Ulohachi noket gavza parsachno, velo shavte ke dekosol kadaitif bedekathye, velishno ke gondolo somach haschach oleho, mishum dekiva the dofen revihu, sheinu tzorek lesuka, do be gimel tshayra vashach, nomi lo somach oleho, lo tzorek lemevad lo dofen, lemevad lo dofen, lohachi okman the gavza parav, melehu belo tircha. Now, the idea is that if it would be a wall that's needed for the sukkah to make it kosher, then you had to make it strong to be able to support the schach on that wall. But if the sukkah is kosher already with three, you're only making this as a fourth wall, basically, to close in the sukkah, then you didn't have to make it that strong to be able to support the schach. The schach is supported by the other three walls, and therefore you can make use of the schach. There's no issur of muktz unless you move it. But there's a special isra of being mishtamish be'ilan, of using a tree, because you're afraid you'll come to pull off branches or whatever. That isra is even if you don't move it, only if you use it. But here you're not using the tree at all, because the schach is not supported by the tree. So there's no direct or indirect use of the tree. So Mora says, Dekanami Ditani Zaklau Kol Shuili Nakla Ilan the Holam or Olin Labiyantav Shmamina. It's the ends over there that what's it called? That if you the klal is that if you take away the tree and the sukkah will still stand, then it's not called being mishtamish with the ila. But if you take away the tree, the sukkah will not be kosher, it won't stand. The schach will fall off, then it's called being mishtamish the tree if you put something on the schach. Therefore, this case is we are not mishtamish with the schach at all, not with the directly or indirectly. So it's no proof that even what's it called an indirect use of the tree is awesome.